So you think you know a lot about Barack Obama, our president? What? You haven't heard of Obama, the Menteng Kid? It's a movie that opens in Jakarta this evening. It's a new film based on President Obama's childhood. It's a bit of cinematic magical realism, and it's based on the novel by Damien de Matra, who wrote this fictional account of Obama's upbringing in the late 1960s and early 70s in Jakarta. Menteng refers to the neighborhood that Obama apparently grew up in. The BBC's correspondent Karishwama Vaswani joins us. She's been to a sneak preview of this movie. First of all, how does the movie stack up?
Well, it's not going to win any awards, and I think the producer himself will happily admit that, because that wasn't the idea behind the film. I mean, the chap that made the movie here is one of Indonesia's largest, or rather biggest, entertainment moguls. You know, he's known for making television soap operas and big dramatic types of films. But this film is a out-and-out family entertainer. You know, as you were saying, it's based on that book that was written about the American president and his time here. Of course, the filmmaker and the writer are both quite keen to press the fact that 90%, they say, of the facts in the film are true. Although, you know, the bit about Obama, President Obama having an Indonesian girlfriend, which is quite a nice scene in the film, they do admit isn't true.
That's in the 10% part.
The 10%. Yeah. That's not true. Yeah, but there are other bits that are quite intriguing. There's some lovely scenes of little Barry giving a rousing speech to his friends in the neighborhood about how they must go up against these bullies down the street who are making life miserable for them. And there's also scenes of him reciting the Indonesian constitution and learning about a different culture, being tolerant. I think the message that the film's trying to send out is this is where the American president sort of learned some of the most important foundations of the kind of person that he is today. And that's what he's taken away with him.
So it's not exploitive in your view? I mean, what does Hassan Farouk, the 14-year-old who actually plays little Obama, what did he think?
He was very excited. I mean, he's a 14-year-old that gets to play, you know, one of the most exciting characters possibly that he'll ever play. He's not a well-known actor. In fact, none of the people in the film were big stars in Indonesia or anywhere else. I mean, he's a regular kid. He has spent the last 11 years in Jakarta. His mom's American and his dad's African, so he shares the ethnic background of the American president. He was really, really excited. And to be honest, I mean, they're apart from the usual PR that these actors have to go about spouting when journalists ask them, how do you feel about being in this movie? He did seem quite sincere when I asked him, you know, what did you learn during the film? And he said that he's spent so much time in Indonesia and he felt like he'd come away with some of the same lessons, that tolerance and friendliness and forgiveness that they tried to portray in the movie is what he's learned as well in his time here.
All themes from the movie Obama, the Menteng Kid. It premieres in Jakarta this evening. Karishma Vaswani, BBC correspondent in Indonesia, joined us from Jakarta. Thanks so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.